Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet, and we are starting by the fifth line with the words Shalom Shnasai. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marshmim Sar Bas Riakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Chiyuv Aseh and the Eser Lav. That when a person has a Chiyuv to bring a carbon by a particular time and he doesn't do so, he's going to be Iver Lav. Up until now, we've been understanding this has to do with three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. That he's going to be Iver Bata Acher if he doesn't bring his carbon after these three Yom Tovim pass. So now we discuss this in regards to a Bechar. We know that the Bechar, a firstborn male animal of a kosher species, has to be given to a kain and brought as a karbon, and the Torah tells us this is within its first year of life. So the Gemara says, Shalma Shnasai, once its year has finished, now it's already full year old, so at Mapal Yoyma Achroin, you take that last day of its year, and that gets put to before, meaning it's still considered that it's within its first year of life, but after that last day, Vuhu Ifra Kol Yom V'Yom, then he's over every single day that he doesn't bring this Bechar, he's over a brand new Lav. It says the Gemara, in Kain, if that's so, then Avru Alu Shalash Regalim, at Mapal Es Regal then in regards to Balta Acher, when a person has a chiv to bring his carbon and he has three yom tovim to do that, so the last yom tif is considered part of the count and he's not over yet. But then once that last yom tif passes, so then every single new yom tif that he encounters that he doesn't bring the carbon, he's going to be over another lav of Balta Acher. So Rabban Bar Chiya Boy, he asks as follows, Shalma Shnasei Bat Tzeres, Efshir Loimer, Hu Eina Kasher Va'Iver? How does this work with Balta Acher if the last yom tif is Shvuas? This is according to Shitas Chachamim, that we just count three Yom Tovim in a row. So let's say he had made the Neder before Sukkot, and so he has Sukkot, Pesach, and then Shavuos to be able to bring his carbon. So that means that the last Yom Tov is Shavuos. Well, the Yom Tov itself, he's not able to bring the carbon, and you want to say that he's over for not bringing it? Why can't he bring this carbon on Shavuos? So as opposed to Pesach and Sukkot, which have Chol HaMoed, in which all sorts of carbonos are allowed to be brought then, Shavuos doesn't have Chol HaMoed, it's just one day of Yom Tov, and the only carbonos that are allowed to be brought on Yom Tov itself are Yom Tov related carbonos, but all personal carbonos cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So Rabban Bar Chiya is asking, how could it be that he's over Bata Acher if the last Yom Tov of his Cheshbon is Shavuos? He's not allowed to bring the carbon on Shavuos. As you're telling me that once Shavuos passes, he's going to be over Bata Acher when he wasn't even able to bring the carbon then? And the answer to this is Kada. It's like the following. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Yalin Chel Chagi Ad Biker. Do not allow the Chelev of my carbon Chagiga to stay over until the morning. This referring to the carbon Chagiga, which is brought on Erev Pesach with the carbon Pesach. And the law of this Pasuk is teaching us is that the Chelev, the fats, are not allowed to stay over till the morning. They have to be burned while it's still nighttime. Now, the problem with this is, are the murim of a weekday carbon are allowed to be brought on Yom Tif? No. This carbon was shechted on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. We're not allowed to burn the fats the night of the 15th. We can't burn them that night because that's already Pesach, that's Yom Tif. And still, the Pasuk is telling us that he's going to be over alive for leaving them over till the morning. Now, Amar Rav Oravo tries to answer that Kiyamte, we could explain what's this referring to, where the 14th, meaning Erev Pesach, was on Shabbos, and we know that a carbon that's brought on Shabbos is allowed to have its emurim burned that night, meaning Matzei Shabbos, if it's Yom Tif. So actually in the situation, this Chagigah that was brought on the 14th is allowed to have its fats burned Yom Tif night, and therefore he's going to be over the lav if they weren't burned. However, Rabbi Yonah asks on this, if you're telling me that we're discussing a case where the 14th, where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, in Chagigah ba imai, the carbon Chagigah anyway isn't brought at this time, because the Chagigah is not Deicha Shabbos. And therefore here's the real understanding. Amar Torah, the Torah says, make sure to burn those fats of the carbon chagiga, which is brought on the 14th. It's just a regular weekday. Make sure that they're burned while it's still daytime, while it's still the 14th, so that you don't run into an issue of Baal Talin, so they don't end up staying overnight, and then you'd have a problem because once it's nighttime, it's Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to burn them. And if you wake up in the morning of Yom Tov and they weren't burned yet, so then you're going to be over Baal Talin. And V'hacha, same thing over here in regards to Baal Ta'acher. It's telling us, you have to make sure to bring any carbon that you need to bring while it's still day, meaning before Shavuos, if your last Yom Tov is Shavuos, make sure to bring that carbon before Shavuos, shelo yavo de Bata Acher, so you don't come to Bata Acher, because once Shavuos comes, you're not able to bring the carbon on Shavuos, as we had said, and then once Shavuos passes, that's it, you are over Bata Acher. And Rav Chinna, he answers slightly differently, but in the same direction, ilu avar vehevi, if the person was over and he brought his carbon on Shavuos, he's not allowed to bring his private carbon on Shavuos, but he brought it anyway, shema ain't a kosher, are you going to say that it's not kosher? Of course it's kosher, and therefore me'achar she'ilu avar v'hevi kosher, since if he were to have been over and bring his carbon on Shavuos, it's kosher. So therefore, if he didn't end up bringing it on Shavuos, and now Shavuos has passed, and that was his third Yom Tif, we would say over that he is over bata acher for not having brought it by that third Yom Tif. The Gemara continues discussing Bechar, because if it says in the Pasuk, l'fnei Hashem l'kechot echlenu shana b'shana, so at face value, the Pasuk is telling us that a Bechar has to be eaten Nisin within its first year of life. However, we have this extra lashon shana bishana. It really could just say lifnei Hashem lekachat echlanu bishana. What do we learn from here? Shana loy v'shana lo tmurasai. Then not only does the bechor itself have to be eaten within a year, but also its tamura. If he tries to transfer the kedusha of the original bechor onto a different animal, it's called a tamura. So that tamura as well has to be eaten within a year. Also, shana lo tam shana lo bal mum. Not only does a tam, an unblemished bechor, have to be eaten within a year, but also if it's a bal mum, it has to be eaten within the year. Also, shana lo bechor v'shana lo kachim. Not just a bechor, but also all kachim. They have to be eaten within a year of being made kachim. And also, shana b'shana was as tell us, melamed shabechor nechal shnei yamim ulishtei shanim, that a bechor is allowed to be eaten for 2 days, meaning he has 2 days and a night to eat it, as opposed to a lot of other karbonos are only allowed to be eaten for 1 day and a night. A bechor is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night. And also, sometimes it can be eaten across 2 years, shtei shanim. So Gemara Dalet Amud Beis on top asks, hey Chavida, how does that work? And the answer is, shechtei b'erev Rosh Hashanah v'oichlei erev Rosh Hashanah u'ber Rosh Hashanah. If he shechted it on erev Rosh Hashanah, he could eat it on erev Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Hashanah itself. Now, this is not referring to actual Rosh Hashanah. Over here, the Gemara just means his birthday. In other words, it was shechted the last day that it's allowed to, that last day of the year. So shechted in the right time. It was shechted before the end of the year. And now he's allowed to eat it for 2 days, which means he's eating it the last day of year one and the first day of year two. And that's okay. That's fine. Another din regarding this, Tanur Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches in a braisa, let's say developed a mum 15 days before its year ended. He's allowed to keep it and not shecht it for 15 days after its year's ended. And this is because of Hashava Saveda, returning a lost object. This is technically considered a lost object for a Kayin. Let's say the Yisrael who has this Bechar didn't yet find a Kayin to give it to, and it's end up causing a loss for the Kayin if we're going to have to shecht it before the end of the year. So since it developed a mum 15 days before the end of the year, we give the owner 30 days, which means 15 days into its second year, he's allowed to hold on to it because he's still looking for a kain to give it to, and that's perfectly fine. If after that time, though, we can't find the kain, so then he should shecht it and salt the meat, preserving it for a kain. And Amar Vila tells us, this teaches us that this din, that a bechor that's a bal mum, has to be shechted and eaten within its first year of life, is not mechover, which means it's not based off of a pasuk, it's not de'oraisa, because if it was, it doesn't make a difference that it developed a mum 15 days before the end of the year, and that we can't find the kain to give it to, it would be irrelevant. We would still have to make sure to shecht it and eat it, or at least shecht it before the end of the year, even if that would cause a loss for a kain. So the fact that we're able to delay into its second year shows that this whole chiyuv of having to shecht it and eat it within its first year, when it's a bal mum, is not based off of d'oraisa. And Amar Rabbi Yosi tells us, Masisim Sayyid Rabbi Ila, we have a brass that's arrived for Rabbi Ila. What does the brass say? Abachar bizman azeh, Abachar nowadays, that can't be brought as a karbon because we don't have a base of mikdash. Rashai lekaimai, he's allowed to keep it. Afilu arba v'chamei shanim, even for 4 or 5 years, achalei rei l'mumche, if he had not shown it to a mumche yet. We know that in order to determine whether or not it's officially a bal mum and that it doesn't have to be brought as a karbon, it has to be shown to a mumche, to an expert, to see if that's really considered a mum. Now the question is, manan kaimen, what are we referring to over here in this braisa? Imla tam, if we're talking about an animal that's a tam, it was unblemished and it didn't develop a mum at all for 4 or 5 years, well, hakfar amur, we already said this, meaning we already know he's allowed to keep it for 4 or 5 years because it doesn't have a mum, and anyway, it's bizman hazeh, it's nowadays, that we don't have a base of mikdash, so it can't be brought as a karbon, so there's no chiddush to say he's allowed to have it for 4 or 5 years. Elam ene ene latam, it must be if the brice is not referring to an animal which is unblemished, tonei ene labal mum. Explain, the brice is referring to an animal that's a bal mum, as we clearly see from his brice, that even though the animal's a bal mum, and it has this mum for even 4 or 5 years, if he didn't show it to mumche, it's not a problem, so it must be that this din of having to shecht and eat a bechor bal mum within its first year is not a din d'oraisa, or else the brisa will not say that he's allowed to keep a bechor bal mum for 4 or 5 years. Now another din regarding this, echad bechor ve'echad kol kachim, whether we're talking about a bechor or even all other kachim, over alei mishum regalim b'lai shana, shana b'lai regalim. A person's over one of the two things. If 3 regalim pass by, even though a full year of its life hasn't passed, he's going to be over, and it's the same thing. If a full year of its life passed by, even though 3 regalim haven't passed, he's still going to be over for not having brought it. So the Gemara asks, nich regalim b'lai shana. This makes sense, the 3 regalim passed even though a year hasn't. Because when you count 3 regalim in a row, let's say Pesach, Shavuos, and then Sukkos, well, that's a little bit more than 6 months going by, and that's 3 regalim without a year. So this makes sense that such a thing could happen. But shana b'lai regalim, how do we have a year without yom tovim? Anytime you have a full year pass, so automatically 3 regalim are passing. How could we say that he's over for a full year of the animal's life passing without having brought it, even though 3 regalim didn't pass yet? So Taman Abraham over there in Bavali suggested that Tifter we could explain as follows: shay mechusar zman lePesach. It was mechusar zman Pesach time. What does it mean mechusar zman? So we know the Torah tells us that an animal is not allowed to be brought wants a karbon before it's 8 days old. That's called mechusar zman. It's too young. It only once it's 8 days old, then it's allowed to be brought as a karbon. And so that's how we can have a full year passing without a yomtev, because it could be that this bechor was born, let's say, 3 days before Pesach. That means it was only right to be brought in the middle of Pesach, so the whole Pesach is not counted as a yomtev. And so now when we loop around for a full year, it hits its first year birthday before Pesach, and the three yomtevim haven't passed until Pesach finishes, because again, that first Pesach that was born isn't counted. So here we have a full year without three yomim tovim. How the Gemara asks on this, just like you say over there, haroi lemixas shana, roi lekula, that if it's roi for part of the year, it's considered roi for the entire year. Well, for Rav Hacha, we should say the same thing over here, haroi lemixas a Pesach, roi lekula, that if it's roi for part of Pesach, it should be considered roi for the entire Pesach. In other words, just with the regular din of a year, when the animal is born, so the first 7 days, it's not allowed to be brought. But when do we say he's over having a year pass? That's on its birthday. Even though the first 7 days of its life, it wasn't able to be brought as a karbon, still we call that roi lemixas shana, roi lekula. Since it was roi for part of the year, it was really roi for the majority of the year to be brought, besides for the first 7 days of its life, the whole rest of its first year of life, it was able to be brought. So we count the 7 days as part of its year, and we don't say that he's over bal to acher only 7 days into its second year. So it's the same thing. In our example over here, where it was born, let's say, 3 days before Pesach, it's only became roi in the middle of that first Pesach. Still, since it was roi for part of Pesach, nonetheless, that Pesach should still be considered as its first Yom Tov, and so we're back to square one. Once it comes to its birthday, when we loop around the full year, it's considered like three Yom Tovim passed, even though, again, that first Yom Tov, it was only roi for part of it. Amar Rav Amari, Tifter, we could explain, Shaisat Saras Haba B'Chamisha, then our first year of the Chashbin, Shvuas, came out on the fifth day of Sivan, V'Nolid B'Shisha, and then this Bechor was born on the sixth day of Sivan, a day after Shvuas, and the V'Hoysat Saras Haba B'Shiva. Shvuas the next year was on the seventh of Sivan, so here we have the animal being a year old, because now we're at the sixth of Sivan, but it's still not yet Shvuas, and so three Yom Tovim haven't passed. And now, how is this possible? So we know the Shvuas is the 50th day of the Omer. We count 49 days of the Omer, and the 50th day is Shvuas. And so in a year where Nisan and Iyar are Male, meaning they have 30 days and not 29, so it's going to come out that Shvuas is on the 5th of Sivan, and the next year, if both Nisan and Iyar are Chaser, so Shvuas is going to come out on the 7th of Sivan. And so once again, that's how we have a possibility of the animal being a year old, but not having three Yom Tovim pass yet. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue this discussion regarding bringing a karbon in the proper time. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.